club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, good evening, MG. We want to talk about football, but these coaches keep making nuisances of themselves.
Another day full of coaching rumour and innuendo. Wayne Bennett, will he be? We might find out tonight. Trent Barrett, where will he be? Is Mary McGregor's job in jeopardy? All this and more tonight on the Rush Hour.
And are you feeling any better?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I must confess.
Okay, it's good. It's great to have you on board.
Still sick and tired of all this C word, but...
Coach, yes, that is the C word we're referring to. Tonight on the show, we are going to find out what the future holds for Wayne Bennett. Ben Dobbin, great man from Queensland on the Rush Hour up there. He will give us the inside word on this barbecue gate situation where Darius Boyd basically...
Bizarre. Stiffed
the boss of the Broncos and sided with his coach. We'll speak to Dobbo just after 6:15. Your chance to win $100 cash with MG's Smart Ass. You've got to be listening throughout the show. We've got three audio clues relating to an iconic moment in Australian sporting history. Once you've heard the third clue, give us a call to win the $100 cash. Jeremy Cameron from the GWS Giants will be on the show about 6:30.
Big JC. Yeah.
He's going to be crucial in their Sydney Derby clash against the Swans this Saturday night. Really important from a finals perspective for both those sides. But MG up next.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Manly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to talk about Manly and you want to have some fun,
yeah,
there's really only one man you go to.
The Fat.
The Fat. Paul Vorton will join us next to give us his thoughts on the departure of Trent Barrett from the Manly Seagulls. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Jeremy Cameron from the Giants joining us just after 6:30. And you've got to keep listening for those audio clues for your chance to win $100 cash. Thanks to MG Smart Ask and our mates at Pizza Hut. MG, let's do this.
Trending now.
Midway through the show yesterday, MG, Trent Barrett announced his resignation from the... Or rather, Paul Kent broke the story that Trent Barrett had resigned from the Manly Seagulls. This afternoon, Manly has released this statement. The club is addressing the matters which have been the subject of recent public speculation in relation to its head coach, Trent Barrett, and does not intend to make any further statement at this time. The club's focus remains on ensuring the best possible finish to the 2018 NRL season on behalf of its playing group, members, fans, corporate partners, owners, and its community at large. A full statement will be made at the appropriate time.
Blah, blah, blah. nothing to say. Well, that's kind of the, for those of you in our audience old enough to remember the Claytons, that's the Clayton statement. That's a statement you've got when you haven't got a statement. Basically nothing. What? You're wasting paper by sending that out.
We, admittedly, that's producer Charlie wasting paper by printing that off.
Why don't you just bite your tongue and just wait till something, there is something to tell us.
I think it's probably to, just calm down people like you and I who need something to talk about. Really?
No, well, you know what? We're talking about something that's not even there at the minute.
You're right.
That's the Loch Ness monster statement. No, it's there. We can't find it.
Well, it's not.
Wow.
It's instead of just you and I talking about something that's not even there at the moment, let's bring in someone else to talk about it. A man whose DNA is still probably on the carpets and in the train dressing room floors at Brookvale. The great Paul Vorton joins us now. Good evening, Paul.
Yeah, you're welcome, Liam. Hello, NG.
Hey, the Fat, how are you, brother?
I'm very well, mate.
Good on you, champion.
Fatty, when you heard the news yesterday that Trent Barrett had handed in his resignation, what were your first reactions?
Well, I was shocked and I'm actually quite distressed about it because he's a really good guy to start with and I think he was doing a very good job at Manly. But for the reasons that have become evident, it doesn't surprise me that... I mean, it looks like you're getting no support there. Mm. I mean, most clubs these days, especially the ones that are privately owned, it's the coach gets whatever he wants, and he gets a football manager, he gets, 15 assistant coaches, the whole box and dice. And it would appear... And look, I used to be on the Manly board many, many years ago, but it would appear that's not happening with Trent at the moment, which is disappointing, and he's going to be a big loss for the club.
100%. You know, that's the thing. You've got all the, you know, the world in front of you as far as coaching goes. He's, you know, one of the up-and-coming coaches. And to make this decision, he must have, you know, looked at it for a long time, spoke to his missus and maybe family about it and said, oh, it's doing my head in. It's actually doing my head in. But the longer I coach you, I think it's going to be detrimental to my health.
Well, yeah, and I actually think it's... I've had a few conversations with Trent over the last couple of years. It's actually been going on for about a year. There was a bit of interference there with his coaching for a while. You know, he's got the salary cap dramas, which were not his fault, but he's going to try and, you know, do something with that over the next couple of years. And, you know, they obviously can't go out and buy players that they need to buy. So, you know, he's got a few things going against him. So, obviously, it just all got too much for him.
For those who might not be aware, who is in charge at Manly? Who is the decision maker? Who is the power broker there?
No one knows. No one knows. Obviously they brought Bob Fulton on years ago to be head of rugby league there, and he's now out of the situation completely because of the salary cap situation, and he's no longer. He'll never have anything to do with the club again, as far as I've been told, because of these, you know, he wasn't still in the club. He got out before all the charges came, so, like, you know, the NRL couldn't do anything to him, but he will no longer have anything to do with the club. So to lose a player of his, a person of his stature in the game, he's an immortal and one of the greatest coaches of all time, you know, was a blow to them. But then they got Lyle Gorman over from Cronulla to be CEO. Look, they've been through three or four CEOs in the last 4 or 5 years. And the turnover of CEOs it's just embarrassing, really. And Lyle Gorman, I've never met Lyle. I don't know him. He had a great reputation coming from Cronulla. But sitting above Lyle are the Penns, who own the club. Rick Penn is the father, and Scott Penn is the son, Scott and Mark. So they're all co-owners of the club. So they, eventually, they're the ones who are responsible for what happens with the Manoringa Football Club.
Who now, Fatty? Who now to take over your beloved Seagulls, brother?
Well, that's a big question, because, MG, you've got this incredible merry-go-round of coaches that just keep going round and round and round. I mean, and the thing about it is, a coach gets sacked at one club and then he gets sacked at another club, but other clubs say, oh, why don't we give him a go? But, well, don't give him a go, because he's been punted at one, punted at two. He's obviously not worth it. You know what, though? I would... There's a couple of options, I think. One of them is to get Jeff Toovey back. Now, I thought Jeff Toovey had been doing a really good job at Manly after Dez left. Dez went to Canterbury. So Jeff got them to the grand final in 2013. They couldn't beat the Roosters. He got them to the grand final qualifier. They got beaten by a point by Canterbury in 2014. They went on and got beaten by Souths in the grand final, and then he got punted in 2015. So I think he was unfairly punted, and so he's an option to bring him back to the club. He's one of the club's greatest ever players. The other, there's a couple of guys over here, Ben and Shane Walker.
They're
coaching in the Intrust Super Cup in Queensland. Now, they coach Ipswich. They won the comp a few years ago, and I watch their team every week, and the sort of rugby league they're playing is incredible. And they're doing it on a shoestring budget. Now, one of their players is on a contract.
Wow.
They all get paid per game. So they were on the short list. They got to the last two to be the Titans coach this year. They've got some talent, I can tell you. So maybe if the a club is looking for someone different, they might give the Walkers a go.
Yeah, you think when you throw up names like Jeff Toovey, that would instantly put the DNA back into Manly if they put him back on for coaching next year.
Well, that's right. And the Manly club's famous. You know, they've only ever had in their history since 1947 three coaches who weren't former players of the club. And they were Graham Lowe, who coached from 1993 to 1993. But Peter Sharp took over briefly when Manly came back into the comp after the Northern Eagles debacle. He was there for a year or two. And then, of course, you've got Trent, who's been there the last 3 years. So they've always prided themselves on having, you know, a Manly man coaching Manly. Toovey fits the bill. He really does.
All right, so the coaching criteria for Manly next year, got to have the Manly Seagulls DNA and capable of coaching miracles. There's a bloke by the name of Paul Vaughton who did that in 95, MG.
He's off single figures on golf these days. He doesn't need coaching.
You know what? I actually, Bob Fulton and Frank Stanton pulled me aside in the mid-90s and they said, and Bozo was coaching Manly again for the second time. They said, we want you to coach Manly when Bob gets out of it, right? And I wanted to do it.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I started working at Nine, did the footy show, and it became a way of life, and the quality of life was too good for me to be a rugby league coach. And it's still that. So, mate, I never see any coaches smiling, and, mate, I smile every day in my life. So,
you've nailed it, brother.
It can't be happening.
Paul Vaughton, thank you very much for your time on the Rush Hour with MG.
You're welcome, boys, anytime.
He is spot on about the non-smiling coaches, MG.
It shan't be happening. I love it.
Ivan Cleary coach probably smiles the most. I'm trying to think through them now.
Well, they have their moments. Look, you've got to be a special breed of a person to be a rugby league coach, to put up with so much. You know, it's hard enough being a father. You know that, Liam, now that you've got a beautiful little daughter.
Yeah.
Let alone being dad to 30 rugby league players as well. You know, well, just imagine it.
Well, speaking of father figures, Wayne Bennett.
Oh, well, the C word, here we go.
We're going to get our man Ben Dobbin from Triple M NRL and the Rush Hour in Queensland on the line to tell us where Wayne Bennett will be coaching next year and which Broncos players will follow him out the door.
I know one who will.
Who?
Darius.
Oh, the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, your chance to win $100 cash. Clue one coming up very shortly. And Jeremy Cameron from the Giants joining us in 10 minutes' time. But let's do another edition of this.
Trending now.
Paul was having a function at his place. We were all invited to it. I was leaving Townsville on Friday morning. I told him I wouldn't be going. The team was coming on the later flight, and I started to get a couple of text messages about guys coming to my place for a barbecue, and I thought they were geeing me up, so I took no notice of it. And then about 3 o'clock they landed. I got a phone call from one of the players. He said, Coach, we're coming to your place. We want to come barbecue. I said, well, I don't have a barbecue, but you can come. A lot of the players did go to Paul's place, okay, and they come into my place. So that's pretty much how it happened. We had a great night. Really enjoyed each other's company, and I'm pleased we did it.
MG, you've got to ask the question. Wayne Bennett there saying he doesn't own a barbecue. I think that's the big question amongst all this.
It's unbelievable. This soap opera that is the coaching merry-go-round continues, and for more, we're going to cross to Brisbane where Benny Dobbin joins us.
The man who knows everything about anything to do with rugby league in Brisbane, Ben Dobbin from the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. Dobbo, is there any chance this was just a barbecue and nothing more?
No. This is just another nail in the coffin of a friendship that was 34 years in the making between the CEO, Paul White, and Wayne Bennett. Make no mistakes, the players all didn't ring. One player did, and that was the captain, Darius Boyd. He was the only player who didn't go to the organised barbecue that Paul White asked. He chose to go to the coach's place, Wayne Bennett. He then texted all the players and asked them to leave the CEO's, Paul White, to come to Wayne Bennett's, which they did. It's a huge rift. Although it's just barbecues and it's laughable, what it has done is it's drawn this played-out saga, which everybody's sick of. Will Wayne Bennett be coaching next year or not at the Broncos? And now a decision will be made in the coming days.
Wow, talk about hashtag barbecue gate. This is enormous, Dobbo. I mean, this is the empire basically crumbling before our very eyes.
Yeah, and look, Wayne Bennett even acknowledged it today. I said to him, are you disappointed how it's played out? And he said he's been at the club for 25 years and he's never seen anything like it. He said he made it easy for them last time when he left because he thought they were going to sack him. He's not going to make it easy for them this time round. If they want him to go, they're going to have to sack him. I've got mail that it's going to be sooner rather than later. He won't be coaching there in 2019. I can tell you, I know he's contracted, but this has got to the point where now it cannot continue. The coach, the captain versus the CEO, and remembering they're a News Limited-owned company. News Limited don't stand for slander of their brands, and the Broncos brand at the moment is getting damaged every day while this drama goes on.
Speaking to Ben Dobbin from the Rush Hour in Queensland, Dobbo, if not Bennett, who will be coaching the Broncos next year?
Well, everybody says Seibold, and I'm not 100% convinced on that. I don't believe it'll be the assistant, Jason Demetrio. Seibold's certainly in the mix. There's no question that they'd like him, but I do believe, talking to sources that I know, that no one has officially approached him. There was a discussion between management with him. Look, don't rule out the current Queensland coach in Kevin Walters. He's club royalty. He knows what it's like. And the big thing all the ex-players are saying is this: the culture's gone from the Broncos. The Broncos, they didn't always have the best players, but their culture got them over the line, MG, as you well know.
Yep.
And it was that, that, you know, they always had the culture, and that's what they think they're missing at the moment. Kevin Walters has said, and he's on record in saying this, that if he got offered the job, he would resign as the Queensland coach and go and coach the Broncos. He wants to be the Brisbane Broncos coach. To me, it's the perfect fit, and he's the smoky in this whole situation.
Out of the current squad of Broncos, who do you think has in their contract that if Wayne isn't coach in 2019, they can leave?
I don't know if it's in the contract, but I know the people that are close. It's Lodge, James Roberts, Payne Haas, Tevita Pangai. It's that new generation of young blokes that are really big supporters that have believed in the Kool-Aid that Wayne preaches.
There's four pretty good players.
Oh, unbelievable players, and they're the future. Like David Fifita, he signed and re-signed here at the Broncos because of Wayne. But my understanding is that the CEO has been talking to managers over the last couple of days since it was revealed that their players could revolt, and off the back of them all showing support to Wayne and attending his barbecue, that is already in place, that managers are already being contacted and there's already discussions going on. News Limited don't let this get out of control, and I say that because News Limited own the Broncos.
Dobbo, Darius Boyd's position at the Broncos is untenable now, surely.
I think so as well. You know, and this is it. As the captain to do this, I mean, who pays your bills? The CEO is the boss. Make no mistakes about it. We've seen it at other clubs. And for this, it's an act of defiance by the captain. There's no two ways about it, from my mind. Look, he's got another 2 years to run. Him going to Wayne Bennett, it's a show of strength towards the coach and his belief. But boy, oh boy, if I'm Paul White, mate, that discussion with Darius Boyd, it's going to be happening. You'd be getting your first official letter of warning, wouldn't you, MG?
Mate, I've never been in such a controversial sausage fest.
Dobbo, as we let you go, we want you to be brave and just tell us, where will Wayne Bennett be coaching in 2019?
I'm going to tell you now, I believe it'll be St George. I believe an approach has already been made. Unfortunately for Mary McGregor, I think his papers have been marked. I hope that I'm wrong on this because I really like him. And Peter Dowse, who is leaving, who's the CEO, they're about to announce a new CEO. I mean, this is his parting gift. Thank you. We're delivering you, Wayne, back to give you a premiership.
Look at Dobbo just throwing massive grenades over the border. Ben Dobbin from the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. Thank you for your insight, mate, and all the best.
Good on you, guys.
All right, your chance to win $100 cash thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut. We've got an iconic Australian sporting moment. Three audio clues to help you get to that sporting moment. You need to tell us what the moment was and what the year it occurred in was. Here is clue number one.
We've worked so hard.
Jeremy Cameron from the GWS Giants joins us next to preview Sydney Derby number 15 this Saturday.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
Just like back in the day.
Can you believe Gaia got sin-binned in that match?
Management of sentiment to cause a stink.
So unlike him.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, these coaches, they're keeping football, the games themselves, out of the news, aren't they?
They certainly are. And there's a tremendous round of rugby league about to unfold this weekend.
But unfortunately, because of all these resignations and sackings, we haven't been able to talk about it a lot. So what we have done is just recorded a special preview podcast for this upcoming round of football that will be going live tomorrow morning. Make sure you grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch-Up podcast, and you'll get all the bonus stuff we do. But a little bit of news that we do talk about in the podcast, and we'll talk about now, MG, is Jarryd Hayne.
Yeah.
The report came through from NRL.com today that Parramatta will offer him a new contract. He's off contract at the end of the season, but they will offer him a deal for next year.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. And if I'm CEO of Parramatta, this is how I'd have it. I'd have him on a $350,000 base salary, and then I'd say to Jarryd, let's throw in $15,000 for every time we win, and nothing for a loss.
$350,000 is pretty cheap for Jarryd at his best.
It is.
It's probably.
And it's over money for Jarryd at his worst.
So I think both parties would probably be happy with it.
So Parra wins 10 games next year, say. There's an extra $150,000 in his pocket. they go and win more than that, 15 games, well, all of a sudden it's looking quite profitable.
If you want to hear who MG tips this weekend, make sure you check out that podcast. It will be up tomorrow morning. Best way to do it, grab the Triple M app. And
what time, mate? About? Let me know.
Producer Charlie, can we confirm that we'll pop it up at about 9 o'clock? We'll say 9 o'clock. We'll put it up at 9
Good.
O'clock.
Well, I'll wait with bated breath.
All right, we've still got $100 cash up for grab with MG Smart Ask, iconic sporting event in Australian history. We need you to tell us the year and the moment. Here is clue number two.
Jamie to make it 10 points from the same spot.
Oh.
You got it figured out?
I've got it figured out.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
Is that because you helped pick it?
Geez, you're a little snitch. Look at you.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Cities 104.9 Triple M. Jeremy Cameron from the Giants joins us next. And MG, I want him to boycott something for us. I'm going to ask a real big favour of Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah, the little pest, Dylan Buckley.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And MG, this Saturday, Spotless Stadium will be the scene for Sydney Derby number 15 between the third-place Giants and the sixth-place Swans. It's got huge ramifications from a finals perspective. And we've got with us now on the line one of the superstars of the Giants and of the AFL in general. Jeremy Cameron, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Cheers. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Jezza, the run to the finals is as hectic as it's been in any season. And Cats coach Chris Scott said he's done the ladder predictor about 500 times.
Mm-hmm.
You're guaranteed to play finals, but have you had a look to see where you might finish if things fall your way or where you could finish?
It certainly is a very interesting, race for the finals. It's very tight and, every win's so valuable. So I was doing the same thing myself about 6 weeks ago, seeing like what games we'll win and where teams will end up. But it's so tight and there's always, every round there's a few upsets. So it's so crucial to win every game and it's going to be no different this week. The Swans can go straight past us on the ladder from sixth spot. So
wow.
It's so tight.
Liam just mentioned the Derby. This is number 15 this weekend. 10-4, the Swannies have the upper hand, but they were, a lot of them wins, obviously, when your initial years, when you guys were just forming. How big a week is it in GWS land when the local Derby comes around?
Yeah, it's massive for us. I think they're the ones you really pick out in the calendar at the start of the year, and we played them, I think, in round three quite early on, and it was a good game, but they've beat us the last couple of times, so we'll be looking to stop that for sure. But it's great to have the crowd pretty much sold out now, and they're only down to standing room. So it's great to have the fans come along and enjoy it as well. I think it's going to be a ripping game.
Standing room only at Spotless Stadium this Saturday. It's going to be a fantastic game. Jezza, you're the spearhead of the Giants, and Tony Modger, the former Crow superstar, and Tony Lockett, both through the 90s, spoke about how they always kept tabs when they were coming up against the other gun full forwards in the competition, the Jason Dunsels, the Gary Abbotts. They kept tabs on how many the other bloke had kicked. You're coming up against the greatest still playing goal kicker in the game in a bloke called Buddy Franklin this Saturday. Do you keep tabs on that during the match when you're coming up against Big Bud?
I definitely don't set out to keep tabs on it. I hope Phil keeps him to basically nothing throughout the day. But when the big fella's up and about, it's hard not to sit back and watch. It's pretty much a front row seat when you're down the other end. But like I said, hopefully Phil gets the job done on the night and the other backs can help him out, because we all know what Bud can do when he's up and about.
Jez, before we let you go, and again, we appreciate your time, you can hear the call of the Swans taking on the Giants, Derby number 15, this Saturday on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Dylan Buckley, your little mate out there at the Giants.
Don't talk about the pest.
We've got to address this, because Jez might not know, but Dill, first year at the club, he came up from Carlton, or after they got rid of him.
Yeah.
But he's been doing a bit of work experience with us here at Triple M on the Rush Hour with MG.
Has he? Yeah.
But
yeah,
here's what I want to ask, because he came in half a dozen times, got enough knowledge, and now he's buggered off and gone and started his own little podcast.
Yeah.
And we don't see him anymore.
Yeah, right. So he hasn't come in since he started up Dylan Friends.
Since Dylan Friends kicked off and you know, it goes all right, we don't see him anymore. He's forgotten us. He doesn't answer our calls, MG.
Why are we even giving it some publicity? Why are we even saying it? Why are we even talking about it?
The reason I bring it up is because I would like to ask our new favourite player at the Giants, Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, I see. Yes, I know where you're coming
from. To boycott Dylan Friends.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, he's been floating around the club, and he's quite often in court talking about it nonstop, and how many subscribers he's got and all the work. So he has asked me if I wanted to go on it, and I kind of pushed it back a few weeks, and there's a big finals campaign coming up, so I might have to keep pushing it back.
Just so you've got a cold, mate. So I'm under the weather, mate.
Well,
I can't.
Jezza, as long as we don't see your name as the Friends on that, you're welcome on the Rush Hour with MG anytime. Jeremy, no, but seriously, thank you for your time on the show and best of luck for the game this Saturday.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, champion. Time, mate.
Oh, I'm waiting for the abusive text message to come through from Dill. He's listening.
Don't people change, mate? Like, he came in and made cups of coffee and tea, got some biscuits, went for a little food run for us, cleaned the house. Now he just doesn't see. We don't see him anymore.
Told you that he was on board the Panthers.
Yeah.
Lies. No, but seriously, Dylan Friends is a podcast worth checking out. MG,
yes,
it's time
friend.
For clue number three. Now, you reckon you've worked out what this event is. You need the answer to what the iconic Australian sporting event was and in what year it happened. Here is clue number three.
Tell them before the game tonight, I had no regrets about our preparation. I had no regrets about the way they prepared. And when you get to this day, you don't want to have any regrets about anything.
Familiar voice.
Very familiar voice, and someone who's taking up a lot of sub-editors' copy of late.
133353, if you know what the iconic sporting event was and in what year it happened. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
More listeners from Penrith than any other show. And that's just his family. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And MG, we are almost out of time for your Wednesday.
Mm.
Jesus, has been busy. I'm glad no coach got sacked during the show.
so am I. Don't worry about that.
Wow. Let's do this.
And then asked.
I can't say ask.
Asked.
MG's Smart Ask.
$100 cash up for grabs thanks to our friends at Pizza Hut. Ribs versus wings in the footy feed only at Pizza Hut. We played you three audio clues. You need to tell us what the sporting event was and from what year. Dale in Wollongong.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Dale. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, bud.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fantastic, mate. Good to hear your voice. Beautiful. What do you think the year was and what was the event?
Was it the year the Sharks finally broke the drought in 2016 and won the grand final.
Dale, when you hear this answer, you're going to kick yourself. Did he say he's from Wollongong?
He did.
Oh, what a beautiful town. Dale, not a beautiful answer.
Oh, Dale, you might want to stick around and listen to this. This might hurt you. All right, let's see if Tim in Blaxland has the correct answer. Tim, we played you those three audio clues. What iconic sporting event and what year?
Poor Dale, because this was the best year of all time. It was the 2010 St. George Dragons thumping the Roosters in the grand final.
In that number. Oh, when the Saints go marching. Hey, Timmy, you're a mountain man. You go for the Dragons, eh?
Yeah, mate. I'm one of very, very few.
Okay, well, good on you, brother. You just won $100.
$100 cash, Tim, but now MG knows where you live. And
I know everyone in Blaxland. That's a beautiful suburb. Can we send Dale a T-shirt, please?
All right. We'll see if we can get Dale a T-shirt. Yep. We'll get producer Charlie onto it. Tim in Blaxland, congratulations. Yep. Dale, a T-shirt coming your way. MG, we are out of time.
My main man there, right there, is Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.